Michael Jackson's former doctor, Conrad Murray, is out on bail this morning after pleading not guilty to a charge of involuntary manslaughter in the pop star's death. NBC's George Lewis is outside the Los Angeles Superior Court with more. George, good morning.
Good morning, Meredith. We're learning some new things this morning about Michael Jackson's death. This as his doctor begins his defense against charges that he carelessly killed his most famous patient. Jackson's family, present for the court session, doesn't buy Dr. Murray's not guilty plea, accusing him of not keeping a close enough eye on Jackson after giving him a powerful anesthetic.
He's lying. He's guilty. Nobody was there but him.
Monday night, Michael Jackson's father told CNN's Larry King that he doesn't believe Murray is the only person responsible for his son's death.
To me, he's just a fall guy. There's other people, I think, involved with this whole thing.
Joe Jackson did not elaborate. There was a circus atmosphere outside the courthouse, with Murray having to walk past angry Michael Jackson fans on his way inside. In papers filed with the court, the state attorney general's office urged the judge to suspend Murray's license to practice medicine. The judge didn't do that, but did order Murray to stop administering any anesthetics, specifically propofol, the drug the coroner says killed Jackson.
You're not to be using that, you're not to prescribe that, you're not to have it in any manner whatsoever.
Jackson died last June. Murray admitted giving the singer propofol for insomnia. Now, a newly released 51-page coroner's report says the levels of propofol in Jackson's body were, quote, similar to those found during general anesthesia for major surgery. The report also says Jackson was wearing a wig, that his hair was thin in spots and balding, and it confirms accounts that Jackson had a disease that was causing his skin to turn lighter, the report saying there was depigmentation of the skin. Other details included Jackson's weight, 136 pounds, and the fact that there was a jar of urine at the foot of his bed. Murray's lawyer argues the state doesn't have that much of a case against his client.
If it took them 8 months to get to this far, it must be difficult for them.
One thing that may work in Murray's favor, the coroner's report says that Jackson had lung damage. Murray's team may be able to call experts who would testify that contributed to the singer's death, raising doubts in the minds of jurors. Murray was freed on $75,000 bail and ordered not to leave the country. While he was awaiting his court appearance in Los Angeles, Murray visited Michael Jackson's gravesite. Murray's lawyers insist the two men were close friends and that the doctor never did anything to cause Michael Jackson's death.
Now, because of security concerns, Murray's trial is going to be moved from this courthouse near the L.A. airport to downtown. Murray's next court date, April the 5th. Meredith?
All right, George Lewis, thank you very much.